It's not unusual for PG&E to spend money lobbying. Last year, the utility spent nearly $10 million greasing the wheels of the system in Sacramento. But this year, PG&E is in bankruptcy proceedings, and yet it still spent more than $1.3 million from July through September, more than twice as much as the utility spent lobbying in the prior 6 months. Brings its total so far this year to $2.2 million lobbying. Mindy Spatt, TURN, the Utility Reform Network.
We have asked again and again for PG&E to be treated more like other felons are. This is a criminal corporation, and what's more shocking here is that PG&E has been convicted of lying to the federal authorities. So we've never understood why their lobbyists and their money are welcome in Sacramento.
As for the governor's suggestion that maybe the states ought to take over what PG&E does.
You know, we're very interested in seeing the state's proposal. We don't know the details yet.
She says removing PG&E shareholders from the equation can only be beneficial for customers. Jim Taylor, KCBS.